Meanwhile, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Australia will not be sending a large-scale troop deployment to fight ISIL. This follows calls from the dump Defence Minister Kevin Andrews to put boots on the ground in the fight against the terrorist group. Prime Minister Turnbull has used question time to send his clearest message that a large deployment to Iraq or Syria is not on his mind.
Now, I know that many people here in the United States have argued that America and its allies should dispatch a large expeditionary force to conquer and hold the ISIL-controlled areas in much the same way as Iraq was conquered and occupied in 2003. That is not the policy of the United States government or of any of the coalition partners, and it is unrealistic for Australia to embark on any military operations in that region other than in partnership with our allies.
What he seems to be saying is that we've got no plans to send significant numbers of Aussie troops because our allies have no plans to do it either. Michael Packey, 2GB's Federal Political Editor, joins us on the line from Parliament House, Canberra. Michael, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
Nothing new in this, although he seems to be quite emphatic about it, Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah, look, that's right. Malcolm Turnbull isn't keen to commit these ground troops, especially in Syria, yeah, and he's been hinting at that for the best part of last week when he was meeting with all these world leaders. What he's done in Parliament today, and he's used question time to do it, is he's strengthened this stance. He basically says we've already got the second largest military contingent in the Middle East, in that Iraq-Syria region, after the United States. We've got Air Force conducting airstrikes. We've got, we're offering support to the US. We've got 300 troops offering training and advising the Iraqi army. So he's saying we've already got a fairly significant contingent already in this part of the world. We're not going to go adding further boots on the ground when other countries don't seem to be wanting to do it either. He's saying in the end, it's a political rather than a military solution that is needed. Mm. He's saying that while the military solution has to be considered, it's more of a political solution that really does need to be looked at to defeat ISIL.
It's interesting, too, that he's placed so much emphasis on the others in the coalition, the other allies, because that's what he seems to be saying here is, look, it's not just us. I mean, America doesn't have plans to do it, so why should we be doing it?
Absolutely. And I think it's Malcolm Turnbull that's saying this, and other members of his cabinet, Michael Keenan, the Justice Minister, he was out earlier today, also saying that if there are people that are calling to increase or to boost the military commitment, well, other members of this international coalition should also step up. They shouldn't just simply be looking at Australia to put boots on the ground, i.e. SAS soldiers. Other countries, such as some of the European countries as part of this coalition, should also consider stepping up their military.
Sure. It's interesting as well, because if that was to change, not that it's likely right now with President Obama, but if all of a sudden the US picks up the phone and says, righto, we're going in, are you coming with us? The answer would probably be yes, but
absolutely.
I note today that he only spoke about large deployments as well. He's not talking about, you know, commandos and special forces, and as you say, we're already doing some work there in the region via bombings. Michael Packey, we'll talk to you later on. Thanks for your time.
No problem.
Michael Packey, 2GB's Federal Political Editor.